In the music tonight featuring the Kramers during gospel time, we're also talking with Rachel West Kramer in our studio. Welcome back for another segment.
Oh, thank you, Jim. What a privilege. This is great.
It's so good to see you again
in person.
We see you, on the Facebook things, the social media, on the website, those kinds of things, and, of course, in the concerts. We're doing a concert coming up this week. It's Thursday night, May 10th, 6 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church. It's labeled a free concert, but they're going to do a fundraiser because they're collecting funds for summer ministry, they being Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. It's labeled An Evening with the Kramers. It's this Thursday, May the 10th, 6 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church. You can get more information at cefofillinois.com or call CEF at 688-9699. Rachel, why do a concert for a fundraiser for children?
Well, especially for Child Evangelism Fellowship, they're just excellent at what they do. They're very creative. They're very on purpose. And it is an effective ministry. Mm-hmm. Reaching kids at, I believe, the best time to reach people is when they're young. Mm-hmm. And so we love CEF. And our lives have been blessed by CEF as well.
How did that connection come about? How did the Kramers and CEF get together?
Well, for me, it started a long time ago when I met Helen Majeska. Many in our area know her. She's just a real evangelist for the Lord. And she's 94 and still going strong out in Arizona now. But she always had the five-day clubs at mm-hmm. her house. And she still carries a wordless book in her purse and shares it with adults, not just children. But she'll share it with anyone. And when I saw her use the tools that CEF gave her, I learned that I, too, could share the gospel in really creative ways. And so also with our son, Weston, he has autism. And so I've used some of their materials as I've homeschooled him, of course, with the spiritual. Mm-hmm. I spend more time on that than the studies, actually. And so I've used a lot of their ideas just to kind of, you know, make it real for Weston. Mm-hmm. And he has come along so far in his faith. So I really praise God for how he's using that specific ministry.
I think it's a good combination in that they can learn more about CEF, but also learn maybe a little bit about the Kramers. And for some that wouldn't put the two together, Child Evangelism Fellowship in the midst of a Southern Gospel concert? Maybe tell us a little bit about the different, what I'll call, genres of music that mm-hmm. your family embrace. We've got inspirational.
Yes.
We've got gospel, hymns. You do it all.
We do. It's because we love it all. Mm. And I feel like people are really hungry just to worship. And mm-hmm. so I don't think that just falls in one genre, even though we are many times referred to as a gospel group, you know, Southern Gospel. But I think that we do a beautiful blend. And what's really neat that we especially appreciate in the services and the concerts that we get to do is we really kind of raise our hands and encourage people to sing along, and oh boy, do they. And
oh,
it
good.
Is just beautiful. And not for every song, of course, but I think people have a hunger to participate and really enter into that worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. And so it's not just it's not really a concert. I hate to call it that, even though it is. It's worship time.
It sounds kind of like maybe a Gerald Wolfe hymn sing in the making there.
Oh, he does a great job.
With the connection with the Wolfe family you now have. Again, it's labeled An Evening with the Kramers. It'll be this Thursday, May 10th at 6 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church. Rachel, as we conclude our visit with you during the program tonight, what would you say to someone that's never been to one of your concerts and maybe someone who might be introduced to CEF for the first time? What would you say to them if they're maybe planning on coming Thursday night?
I really hope you will come, because we always pray beforehand that God would really meet us in a real way. That he would minister to our hearts, that it would be a marker day for us mm-hmm. where we would remember, I remember what the Lord showed me that day. And when you look at the ministry of CEF and know that I can partner with them and help make a huge difference in the lives of some of these children, especially these summer activities that they're going to be hosting, we want to get behind that. Mm-hmm. So please come and be prepared to hear from the Lord and also to be a part and join in the work that he is doing right here in Central Illinois.
Rachel West Kramer, our guest tonight during Gospel Time. God bless you, dear. Welcome home again.
Thank you.